Before I start to deliver this lecture on Lord Nrisimhadev's divine glories and opulences, I would like to express my profound happiness to be amongst all of you. I'm especially excited and even a little, let me say, humanly nervous to speak before exalted God brothers of mine who are certainly much more qualified to deliver this lecture. So you please all bless me sufficiently. Today we will actually engage in a practice which we could call therapeutic hearing. All listening to sacred texts is in a way therapeutic hearing. That means it does change something in our hearts and in our lives. Lord Krishna speaks about this. Engaging the mind with his transcendental appearance and activities. He says, if someone hears about this, knows about something very special takes place. Upon leaving his body, he will not take his birth again in the material world, but will go back to his transcendental abode. I would request all of you to use the bridge of faith which you have in Lord Krishna and Lord Nrisimhadev, and then come with me into the wonderful realm of hearing the glories of the Lord with full attention. And maybe if Lord Nrisimhadev is merciful upon us, this therapeutic effect of hearing can work in our hearts. It is an experience of a divine attraction to the Lord, and something which is described in Shastra as taraka, liberation from our own conditions, liberation from what may trouble our mind and our hearts, a liberation from that feeling that, oh, everything is not just right. Therapeutic hearing, or let us say attentive hearing to the divine katha of the Lord, can release this taraka shakti, or the energy of the Lord which liberates us from our conditioning. Please let us chant the mantras to Srila Prabhupada. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, he was so angry. He was so angry that even Brahma and Shiva could not approach the Lord. They were afraid. Who was this being sitting on the emperor's seat? Fire was emanating from him. He looked so fierce that no one could enter into the pathway of his eyes. They couldn't look at him. He had killed the emperor. He had garlanded himself with his blood dripping intestines. He had laughed so loud that no one could tolerate the sound of his laughter. Oh, he was so angry. Lord Nrsingadev was so angry. Brahma said, Prahlad, he has appeared for you. Can you pacify God in his angry form? Now Prahlad moved forward, and as he moved forward to his Lord, he saw something totally different than those who were so frightened saw. With his eyes of love, Prahlad Maharaj could see the most attractive form before him, the most loving form. He moved towards him and he spoke prayers. And one of these prayers we will now listen to. Trashtosmyaham kripana vatsala dushaho gra samsara chakra karanat krasatam pranita badha svakalma biushattamatin grimulam prito pavaga sharanam shyavase kadanu. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the altar of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? Purport. Being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into the association of asura or atheistic men, it is intolerably miserable. So this is an acceleration in the speed of misery. It's already miserable when we are in the world, but to be in the wrong association of atheistic people is intolerable. One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. There are babies who are not properly cared. Why do you need a sannyasi to tell you? responsible parenthood should recognize this a miserable crowd. Something must be done. Milk, walking in the fresh air, something to give relief. Actually, everyone is put into conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all the other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Kripanavatsala because he is extremely kind to the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, therefore, the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata tadatmanam shijam yaham. The Lord is extremely anxious to deliver the conditioned souls. Therefore, he instructs all of us to return home, back to Godhead. Savadaman parichaja mangikang sharanam braja. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord, by his kindness, would call him again to the shelter of his lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home, back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. What wonderful urgency! When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? On Nrisimha Chaturdasi, we, the devotees of Lord Krishna, like to approach him who has appeared in this very ferocious form through Prahlad Maharaj, his dear devotee. We might also be afraid to go to the Lord. But even impossible things become possible by the mercy of a devotee. So by Prahlad Maharaj's blessings, we hope to approach the Lord even in this form and to see him as he is. Krishna has many forms. He is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita like the Vaidurya-mani. The Vaidurya-mani is a particular jewel which takes different colors according to the angle in which the light falls into this jewel. In the same way, Lord Krishna reveals himself in ever newer forms according to the devotional angle in which his worshipper approaches him or even meditates about him. Those of you who have received the sacred Gayatri mantras know that according to the meditation in which these mantras are chanted, divine revelation of the Lord will take place. Krishna himself is most complete, but after him, Lord Rama and Lord Nrisimhadev are the fullest manifestation of Lord Krishna's opulences. Rama and Nrisimhadev are thus very much liked by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They know in these two forms, which stand out from all the other incarnations of their beloved Lord, Lord Krishna is just extremely present and extremely manifest. It is when I use the word extremely, I mean this in relationship to the other avatars. Of course, Lord Krishna's fullest form is that mysterious personality who plays as a cowherd boy on his flute in the meadows of Vrindavan to call his loving devotees into his divine pastimes. But after him, Lord Rama and Lord Nrisimhadev are the fullest manifestation of the opulence. And as we will hopefully be able to see and also experience in our hearts, we will soon come to understand why Lord Nrisimhadev is so wonderfully glorious. Let us for a moment enter into the Leela. It has been many times told, and I will now take a certain angle. Hiranyakashipu, the most powerful demon, you could call him an interstellar demon, he had the potencies to rule over the whole universe, wanted to become ultimately the powerful. He wanted to wield the last bit of power. He wanted to get ready to take on God. For this end, he performed severe austerities. And these austerities accumulated so much power that the universe began to feel the tremendous heat of the tapas of Hiranyakashipu. He stood there on his toes, his arms erected like this, for being fully exposed to the elements. My dear devotees, I will not do this now because we are so short of time, but if I would request you to stand like this for only 4 minutes, you would get cramps in your sacred legs. Your arms would start to pain in a way you have never felt pain before, and you would become mental and totally disturbed with me. Hiranyakashipu did this for an intolerably long period. Finally, he forced the creator Brahma down. Brahma said, so many people complained. We can't rule this universe with this disturbance which emanates. What do you want? Hiranyakashipu said, immortality. Maybe my German accent has veiled this word. Immortality. Brahma said, it's not possible for me to grant you this. I myself am mortal. Hiranyakashipu bit on his lips. No blood left in them, but a little blood came out from his intense concentration on how he could get what he wanted. And he said, all right, make that I'm not killed by any created being, by may I not be killed inside or outside, not in the day and not in the night, not on the ground and not on the sky, and not by any weapon. Brahma always said, tatastu. And he thought, you foolish guy, you want to get it by a trick, but you will meet your Lord, who will rip you apart. Don't think you can outsmart anyone. So then Hiranyakashipu went on a war campaign. He snatched the throne of Indra. He did a terror rule where everyone came under his subjugation except for Brahma and Shiva and Lord Vishnu, until all the devatas screamed out, "When will he be stopped?" They approached Lord Vishnu with this question, and Lord Vishnu answered, "He will be stopped by Vaishnav Aparad. The moment he creates trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, his ant will swallow him." This is a German way of expressing something. Earlier, when Hiranyakashipu had left to perform his tapas, the devatas had waged a war against his structure, his government, and they had won the war and abducted his wife Kayadhu. They suspected that the pregnant queen of Hiranyakashipu would deliver a demon even more powerful than Hiranyakashipu. But Narada Muni informed them, "No, Kayadhu bears under her heart the greatest of all bhaktas, Prahlad Maharaj." So the devatas were enthusiastic when Narada said, "Leave her in my shelter." Kayadhu came into the ashram of Narada Muni, and Narada Muni spent a lot of time with the saint under her heart. He would regularly meet and expand the most wonderful katha of the Divine Lord, the Isha katha. And Prahlad heard everything. I would like to alert all of you, when it's time for you, Grihasthas, to receive a child, it is good if the mother and also the father, or sometimes a visiting saint outside of the family, read sacred scripture to the little one inside the womb. He will absorb this katha, and he will be nourished by this katha, and he will become a great beneficiary. So Prahlad Maharaj heard this katha, and we will hear later about the power of this katha. Prahlad was recruited in the school of Hiranyakashipu, and he was trained by very good intellectuals, Sanda and Amaka, these teachers, and then was called by his father to give a little report of the success of his education. Hiranyakashipu was on the throne and asked him the question, "What is the best thing you have learned?" This is the answer. Tatsadumanye suryavya dehinam sada samudvikna dhiyam asat grahat hidvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gatoyat darim ashrayeta. O best of the asuras, Hiranyakashipu felt complimented. King of the demons, yes, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master. What spiritual master? Any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water, only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, very specifically, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. This is Prahlad Maharaj to his father. I want to now speak about the same sentence, the same instruction to you. You are not at all, I mean, let us say it positively, you are great devotees, but I will now preach to you the same subject matter in the words of Prahlad Maharaj, in the words of Prabodhananda Sarasvati. Oh, brother and sister, Hare Krishna, brother and sister, do you think your mantra chanting will save you from the pangs of birth? Do you think that you will overcome the insurmountable ocean of illusion? I don't see clear indications that you are successful in this direction. listen, no need to answer. Listen to the words, which might also provocate you a little. This is provocation at its best. It breaks through an existing paradigm, a new concept is presented. Why do you fearlessly think that you will be successful? Run, brother and sister, run to the forest of Vrindavan, where all your spiritual aspirations will be fulfilled. This is in our scripture, this is in our tradition. This is what Prahlad said to Hiranyakashipu. Maybe you are as angry at me that I said this to you as Hiranyakashipu was. He challenged his father. And he said, you might need to adopt a total different perspective in your life. Hiranyakashipu laughed. I would say this was a psychological mistake. He was fuming, but when a person is fuming and he's become so insecure, he may laugh like this. Hiranyakashipu laughed, but in the back of the head he thought, Vaishnavas have infiltrated the school and spoiled my boy. He gave instructions. Don't let him out of sight. Train him. I make you personally responsible that such statements do not emit his mouth again. Sanda and Amaka, if you are not training him the way he should be trained, it is has serious consequences. You will be tortured to death. I'm not joking. The second time came, and Hiranyakashipu, I guess there was some parental nervousness, but outwardly quite securely he asked, please tell me again what you have learned. Prahlad spoke. He spoke about the 9 processes of devotional service. And Hiranyakashipu became furious. Help me to express the fury without yelling into the microphone and shocking you. The Ur-Ärger This is a German word. It expresses best what the anger was like. The original anger, which could be traced back to the dawn of creation, that original pain, which manifested in fury, manifested at that time in Hiranyakashipu. He thought back when he was at the when he was before the slain body of Hiranyaksha, his dear beloved brother. As he was standing before Hiranyaksha, who lay lifeless on the ground, he swore in his heart, "I will revenge you, brother. I know it was that Vishnu who killed you. I will kill him." Blood against blood. You may think what a preposterous idea to kill Vishnu. But my dear devotees, do you know black magic? Do you know the tremendous black magic of the demons? Do you know the tremendous forces which they wielded? Do you know how they could make themselves invisible, appear in huge forms according to their desires? Do you know that Hiranyakashipu was so absolutely powerful that he just needed to raise his eyebrow and the devatas arranged everything he wanted? Do you know that the oceans voluntarily brought their pearls to the shore just as an attempt to appease the sinful demon? He was powerful, more powerful than you have seen in your secret expeditions to the cinema, where some demons are sometimes shown. He was terrible. He was very, very, very powerful. And he wielded power. But the Lord has all the power. He may appear in a small form, like Lord Krishna, who liberated the most powerful demons at that time. It is all within him and comes out as he wants. Lord Krishna is the source of the material and spiritual energy. You do not need to go anywhere else for your for the experience of power when you than the Lord Krishna. To give you an example, which I heard from Giriraj Maharaj, and I found it very nice. Imagine now a person would enter into the room. No one would of you would know him except for one person who's cultivating him. Radha Madhava Prabhu. He would say, "Oh, he's come. He's the prime minister of a powerful state. He is so powerful." At this moment, a bhakta would wrongly behave. He would step him on the toe and he would say, "You came late to the lecture. Can't you be punctual?" The prime minister would smile. He knows Radha Madhava and loves him. But this prime minister, who sits now down amongst us, he is so powerful. If he only says one word, an atomic bomb is released. You can't see it, but he wields that power. So Lord Krishna is also similarly extremely powerful. And he, of course, Hiranyakashipu was no threat to him. Hiranyakashipu became angry at Sananda and Amata, Amaka. So angry, I will not try to describe it here. He said, "You taught him bhakti." No, Emperor, we did not teach him anything else than politics, diplomacy, and our... You taught him bhakti! They couldn't speak any longer. The question is, how did Prahlad Maharaj learn the ninefold processes of devotional service? How did he have such spiritual power to resist Hiranyakashipu? Prahlad explained it in three verses. He said something which really must have relieved Sanda and Amaka. I don't know if they heard it, but the Prahlad Maharaj explains in his famous verse how you learn bhakti. It's true, he didn't learn it from Sanda and Amaka. They couldn't even give him bhakti. He says, one cannot become Krishna conscious by three projects. One cannot become Krishna conscious by one's own efforts. One can also not become Krishna conscious by the efforts of others, like friends on one's levels or teachers on one's level. And one cannot become Krishna conscious by the combined efforts of one's own and of others. There's only one way to become Krishna conscious. And I believe in our movement for Krishna consciousness, we are very aware of this. He expressed it in these words. Naishang matista vaturu kramangrim sprisyat yanata pagamo yadata mahiya samparo rajo bishekam. Bishekam means abhishekam. Nishkinchananam navinita yavat. The only way one can become Krishna conscious is by being blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who is completely free from material contamination. This is the way to become Krishna conscious. Not by one's effort, not by the efforts of others, and not by a combination of these two possibilities. The power of blessings brings you to Krishna consciousness. Here comes a little advertisement for my project, my lectures. I know it's not forbidden to make advertisement, but we are only for a short time here. The Power of Blessing is a seminar all about that. So, indirectly, Prahlad Maharaj told, "Father, don't worry, you will not become Krishna conscious, since you don't bow down to great souls. You do the opposite." So, this I believe is a very, very, very important point. Prahlad Maharaj will come back to this point when later he's offered powerful blessings by Nrisimhadev, and he says, "I only want to serve my spiritual master. That is really my desire. How could I ever forget him?" He says like this. Hiranyakashipu became more furious. He said, "Nah, this is too much. I will kill him." And first he had other people try to kill Prahlad Maharaj, his servants. They did the weapon thing and the snake thing and the elephant thing. Those who are demons know what this means. I will not explain it here. Hiranyakashipu saw that all the endeavors failed. and he became more furious. And then he himself came to the task. He took his boy and hurled him from a powerful mountain top to break his life. But the Lord came, caught him in his lotus hand, and brought him up again onto the top of the mountains. Please imagine what Hiranyakashipu must have felt. He didn't have the eyes of bhakti, and the Lord didn't choose to reveal himself at that moment. He didn't see the beautiful form of the Lord carrying with loving tears his devotee up to the mountaintop. He saw just Prahlad Maharaj, I would say in his language, levitating upwards in Hiranyakashipu's language, coming up there. He tried different things. He threw rocks at him. When this didn't work, he tried to poison him. But Prahlad was mysteriously immune against all his attempts. Hiranyakashipu was flabbergasted. He didn't know what to think any longer. The whole world would tremble if he became even a little angry. So Hiranyakashipu thought, by whose power do you defy me? And he said so. He said, tell me, by whose strength do you defy me? Prahlad smiled and said this famous sentence, by the same strengths which you have, I am what I am. Hiranyakashipu was learned. He understood this religious talk, and he immediately saw, God, God, you speak of God. And then something happened. Something happened which is so wonderful that, as I promised, I would do therapeutic hearing. I will not tell the story now the way you have heard it a few times and want to avoid the mind switches off. I will tell you now. This means the battery is weak, by the way, in this thing. I will tell you what. Do you bring a new battery, Prabhu? So, excuse me, please. This one. You must hear this. Can you, Hare Krishna, Prabhu's? Get ready, fasten your seatbelt, it will become intense in a moment. Use the pause. Fasten your seatbelt, prepare yourself. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. The microphone work. The microphone was intelligent. It gave up its life before it happened. So we move now into another Purana. No longer the Bhagavad Purana. It's not to minimize the Bhagavad Purana, but to glorify it, as you will see in a moment. Hiranyakashipu had built in the upper planetary system a stadium which was extremely well constructed. It was very, very spacious. Hare Krishna. It was a mystical stadium, and all of his residents in his country, Shishi Radha Brindavan Chandra Ki Jai, they would come into this stadium to experience heavenly sense enjoyment. There would be gardens where there was all the enjoyments which people at that time thought were important had. And because he provided such an amount of sense enjoyment to his citizens, they were very loyal to him. As you know, the Romans, the Roman emperors would have this Colosseum where they would give their Roman populace bread and very brutal games to bind them with the ropes of satisfaction to their impossible regime. Once in a while, there were public gatherings where the whole state and all the people assembled before a huge state to glorify the emperor Hiranyakashipu. On one of these events, Prahlad Maharaj was also there, and Hiranyakashipu, feeling such tremendous love and hatred towards his boy, wanted him to glorify him in the public. It was after all these confrontations had taken place, but Prahlad Maharaj's lips remained sealed. So Hiranyakashipu moved towards Prahlad Maharaj with his sword, and he said, "You are so stubborn. Everyone is glorifying me except for you, my son. My own blood has turned against me. Say something good about your father." Jai Sri Hari, Jai Sri Hari, Jai Sri Hari. Prahlad Maharaj praised the Lord. Hiranyakashipu asked the same question: "By whom do you get this strength?" Prahlad said, "There's only one source. He gives you your strength, and he gives everyone his strength." Then Hiranyakashipu said the fateful words: "If by 6 o'clock in the evening your Lord has not appeared here, then I will behead you before my whole kingdom. They will all see through you." So I heard this from Jayapataka Maharaj. It must have been quite dramatic. If we can say something like 5 minutes before six, I'm not sure if the same time measures are there in the heavenly plans. I'm actually sure they are not. But a little bit before six, a huge being was reported from the gate. "Emperor, we see someone flying over the ground. He has a dhoti, but he has a big lion mane. Tell him only humans are allowed here, and demons. Human shaped demons. No animals, please." The guards said to this being who was flying in, "Entrance forbidden." But he just flew through. "We couldn't stop him, Emperor. Demon communication. what does he look dangerous? He looks, as you would say in American English, awesome. Describe him. He's indescribable. So Hiranyakashipu sent his entire air force there. These were demons who wrote these vimanas and who released these powerful missiles. By now, Lord, you know who it is. I can say the name. Lord Nrsimhadev became just so angry. He just took all these missiles. No, the missiles came in his mane, and they went pss, 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 like mosquitoes in these modern mosquito burners. Then the air force attacked, and the Hiranyakashipu was going like, wow, wow, caught them and threw them away. Haribo, he was becoming more and more into the mood. And then he came, as everyone looked on, to the stage which was there at the palace of Hiranyakashipu. And he came to this stage. Yeah, and he landed. Hiranyakashipu was standing by that time there. He had his sword unsheathed, and he was ready to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but he was diverted by this form. And then Lord Nrsimhadev became so angry that someone could hold his devotee like this with a sword, that he immediately pounds towards Hiranyakashipu in one sentence, stood before him and made his sound. Ear-splitting sound. It is said when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna, he also chanted with an ear-splitting voice. And the only reason why the eardrums of his devotees would not split was because he personally protected the eardrums of his dear devotees. I have not heard that Lord Nrsimhadev protected the eardrums of the demons. But I wonder how it must have heard. It must be ear splitting is painful when it is the ears. It was so loud. And then, I cannot describe it. I will not attempt. It was a powerful battle. Use your imagination and know it is not like you can imagine. It is beyond it. When the Lord fights, he fights. Finally he took Hiranyakashipu on his lap, and then he took his intestines, ripped them off, and garlanded himself. Now, today we have a Christian priest amongst us. He may hear this, and I will not look his way, because then every one of you will turn around. My dear Christian priest, this is good. Let me tell you how. In Sanskrit rasa terminology, this is called the vibhatsa rasa, the ghastly rasa. Now when God does anything, even things which might evoke in the undevoted mind, or who's not devoted to the Lord Nrsimhadev, a response of, how could he do it? This is not extremely presentable in a comparative religion classes. You know, how could he do the garland himself? Please know, this is beautiful. You must know, the moment you approach God, your traffic rules don't count any longer. Your aesthetic rules don't count any longer. Anything which comes in contact with the divine reality becomes beautiful. We hear that when Krishna entered the village of Vrindavan after a day of cow herding, he was decorated by dust, and he had perspiration on his forehead. Now all his devotees like to meditate about him, coming home to the village of Vrindavan, covered with grayish dust and being with perspiration, because it's so beautiful. Everything what Krishna does is so extremely beautiful. Everything which he touches is immediately catapulted out of this world of measurement into a divine reality where everything is just so super ecstatic. Even the things of which we would say in this world, this is a little impolite, or to take the intestines, or you know. No, it was so wonderful. And in relationship to Lord Krishna, devotees relish this. You will hear a verse in a moment which will convince you a little bit more of this. You might ask, but what is the essence of Brahma? When Hiranyakashipu was killed, were the boons violated? But Krishna kept all, or Nrisimhadev kept all the rules intact. He was killed in the day or in the night. It was, please help me, is it called dusk? Dusk? Twilight, in the twilight, yes. He was not killed inside or outside, but on the steps of his palace. He was killed about something which Hiranyakashipu had totally forgotten, by the nails, which are not living and which are not dead. And he was killed by the Lord. Hiranyakashipu had forgotten that. He was God blind. He had no God. A little bit he had him when it came to his enemy thinking. But otherwise he didn't think, he didn't chant, and so on. So the lesson here is, if you don't surrender to Krishna, this sounds a little threatening, I want to express it differently. We all need to surrender to Krishna. Lord Krishna comes to everyone. To the non-devotees he comes as Kala, and Kala manifests as death, and to the devotees he comes in his personal form and takes away the pain of dying and helps them to make that ultimate transition. So Lord Nrisimhadev wanted to bless Prahlad Maharaj, asked for a boon. Prahlad said, "No, my lord, I'm not a merchant. I do not wish anything in return. Please don't tempt me. I might become puffed up and forget you." When, at the end, when Lord Nrisimhadev insisted, he said, "Let me not forget my spiritual master. This is my boon. Let me not forget to serve him." Nrisimhadev, I'm slightly irritated because I just can't get my mind off the scene of the Lord being so angry and just killing the demon. Then he said, Prahlad Maharaj said, "If there is something else you want me to grant, liberate my father." This was also granted. I really want to now bring it to the close and come to a point which is very good at the end. You know, Hiranyakashi, then Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev. And he prayed in very beautiful prayers. which are the treasure of the devotees of Krishna. He prayed one prayer. It says, Tat yachamanyam asurascha hatas tvavatya modeta sadu api vikshita cha pahatya lokasya nirvritimita pratiyanti sarve rupam nashingha vipaya janasmaranti. My Lord Nrisimhadev, please cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. This is a slightly astonishing shloka. It is astonishing because how can a saintly person take pleasure in someone being killed? We do remember in our Nrisimhadev temple in Germany, some priests came and they heard the Nrisimha Leela and said, why can you make a celebration day out of this? How could you think like this? What is slightly wrong with you? And this is a concern about people who have no love for the Lord. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this, that he said Lord Nrisimhadev was also concerned that people might blame him. You killed Prahlad's father. This is a boy of 5 years. Do you know how dependent 5-year-old boys are on their fathers? Do you know what trauma is created if the father is behaving inappropriately, or even more trauma if the father is killed before the eyes of the boy? This is very, very serious. Very serious in the growth of an individual. Because the boys are so dependent on the girls, are so dependent on their parents. Yes, it is known in psychology that even when we are grown up and something was done to us by our parents which was not good, then it sticks somehow if we do not chant it out of our system. Here Prahlad wanted to reassure Nrisimhadev, it's all right that you killed my father. It is very good. It's fine with me. we have no ill feelings against you. All the world is happy because when such demons are killed, it's a celebration. So Prahlad Maharaj, in full consciousness, said this, and he wanted to reassure his Lord. this is how Prabhupada expressed it, that Lord Nrisimhadev was concerned what the people say about this. But I really believe that the solution to the key to Nrisimhadev Leela is to meditate about the tremendous amount of love which the Lord has in his heart towards his devotee. Nrisimhadev was misunderstood also by King Akbar, who was a wise king. He was not a blasphemer. He was a very good man who had lots of exposure to Vaishnava culture. But one day he asked his minister, Birbal, what type of god are you worshipping? I heard there is a Nrisimhadev who had come to the protection of his own boy. I mean, I'm an emperor. If something goes wrong in my kingdom. I send my people. I don't have to come personally. You worship a God who is not very, doesn't he have some servants or assistants to take care of this Hiranyakashipu? He Akbar had this hoped against Lord Nrisimhadev. Birbal said, tomorrow, Majesty, I will show you the answer. Today I can't. Birbal knew that every morning a man who would take care of the grandson of Emperor Akbar would go in the garden with the grandson, a little grandson like this, and entertain the boy, and Akbar would come on his balcony and see this most endearing scene where this man who was good with children was with his boy, loo-hoo, loo-hoo, and the boy went hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and was extremely satisfied with this. So it was always at the same time, let us say 10 o'clock in the morning after breakfast. So Akbar heard his little grandson, and the love pulled him out on the balcony, and he saw this scene. The man who kept his boy was playing with his boy, not boy, his grandson was playing with him. All of a sudden, the man changed. He went like, oh! He laughed at the boy. And he ran to the pond, took the boy, obviously ready to throw him into the pond. No! And he jumped down from the balcony and he ran towards the man who had the boy just ready to drown him into the pond. No! Don't do this! The man, however, threw the boy into the pond. Akbar, besides himself with pain, jumped into the pond amongst all the nice little fishes and everything, and swam to save his boy. And when he arrived at the boy, it was a mridanga drum with a sari around it. I was what? Then he looked to the side of the pond and he saw his minister Birbal smiling at him. You have so many people, Akbar, to take care of your grandson, but when he was in danger, you personally came? I think now you know the glory of Lord Nrisimhadev. Hare Krishna. It is a sign of love and a sign of strength of the Lord that he has come to save his dear devotee in so many ways. So this is Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day. On this appearance day, I would like to pray two prayers with you. One is a prayer which was prayed in another, during another creation. Do you know that before the manifestation of this universe in which you are now, there were many universes, and just before that manifestation, Lord Brahma worshipped Lord Nrisimhadev as his Ishta Devata. In this manifestation, Lord Brahma worships whom? Govindam. And this is the mantra by which Lord Nrisimhadev was was worshipped by Lord Brahma. I want to do now something which will give pleasure to Sankirtan Prabhu, who has told me, when you want to capture your audience with something important, use something to catch their imagination. I'm doing this, but I don't. If you don't like it, I'm only at fault, not Sankirtan Prabhu. Yeah, another creation. May my head be protected by the Lord, who has the color of the moon, who is the greatest among all living entities. My obeisances unto the ferocious and powerful great Vishnu, the fiery one, whose faces are on all sides. He is the fearful one, Nrsimha, who causes the death of even death personified. Please chant. Ukram Viram Mahavishnum Jvalantam Sarvato Mukam Nrsimham Bijanam Bhatram Mrityu Mrityum Namamyaham. Again, please. Ukram Viram Mahavishnum Dvalantam Sarvato Mukam Nishingham Bijanam Bhatram Mrityu Mrityum Namamyaham. Ukram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvato Mukam Nishingham Bijanam Bhatram Mrityu Mrityum Namamyaham. May this powerful Lord, who comes out of love for his devotees, protect us all on our sometimes stormy path back home, back to Godhead. May he remove the obstacles which are in our hearts, like desires to enjoy this world. And may he sit there and help us to become rid of these desires which are keeping us in this world and in misery also. Thank you very much for listening. I'm well aware that I took to some means of, let us say, a storyteller who wants his audience to listen to the subjects. Please excuse me that inevitably I have not met everyone's taste in my intention to capture your minds to the subject matter. These appearance days are possibilities to attain a tremendous amount of blessings and a tremendous amount of strength. If you have not yet offered your heartfelt prayers to Lord Narsingadev, the time approaches where he appears. The dusk is coming, and a very good time will be during the Narsingadev prayers. Please do not be shy to open your heart and pray. And 100% your prayers will be heard, provided you can bring your heart to your words. Hare Krishna. I believe this is a natural end because the time is also there, and this is 7:10. Yes, I have recognized the. Yes, good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sina Singha Deva ki jai. ప్రేమనన్నీ అరి అరిబో.